What are some local trees?
Local?
Mm-hmm.
pines. We have a couple, several different kinds of pines. Mulberries, fruitless mulberries that you can't plant anymore. Purpley, plums, oak. There are some oaks out here. It takes a long time. And there's lots of breeds of those. Some people have fruit trees, you know, apples and peach mm-hmm. trees and fig trees. Then there's the evergreen, spruce, arborvitae. I don't want to spend too much time on this trying to think, but
what's the tree that drops balls on the ground? We don't have a lot of them here.
Balls.
Yeah, they're
balls
about that.
Of what?
They're like burrs. They're not really like burrs in the sense that they don't really cling to you all that much, but I suppose a dog with a lot of hair could get them in his fur.
Oh, you know, I don't know. I would know the name of the tree.
Like a sycamore?
Yeah, I know of sycamores, but mm-hmm. but I didn't know what they dropped.
Yeah, and I'd never seen a sycamore until I went to Georgia, and then I saw all these things all over the ground, and I said, what are these? Where do these come from? You know, and they came from the sycamore trees.
Well, I've seen sycamores here in the valley.
Yeah.
Mature trees, but I've never been around them long enough to see what they did all year long.
You wouldn't want to walk under them.
Is that right? Okay.
Every once in a while you see one drop off the tree and you're like, that almost hit my head.
Wow. Are they heavy?
If they fall on you, they are. No, they're like little
furry.
Seeds. Yeah. Mm-hmm. A plant that you don't want in your garden is a...
Weed.
Can a weed refer to a plant that you do want?
Not really. Not as far as I'm concerned.
We used to have some that were like desert plants, and I'd say, oh, how pretty, and my mom would say, oh, it's just a weed. You know, but she lets it grow because it's a pretty weed.
Well, they are desert plants.